Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Over a dozen celebrities' names are dropped in the Sean Combs multi-count federal indictment trial, but the only ones to take the stand so far, Cassie Ventura, Dawn Richard, and Kid Cudi. None support the star rapper. As the defense now takes center stage, will the biggest star of all, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy himself, take the stand? John Limley joining us with more from that New York courtroom.
Sean Diddy Combs' attorneys are preparing to take over his federal sex crimes trial as prosecutors near the end of their case. Back in court Monday, jurors heard more testimony from Homeland Security agent Joseph Cerciello, who detailed a trove of hotel invoices, travel records, and purchase receipts allegedly linked to Combs. Much of the spending, prosecutors say, involved male escorts and a former girlfriend identified in court only as Jane. Prosecutors also presented messages allegedly sent by Combs referencing baby oil, large sums of cash, and erectile dysfunction medication. Items, they say, are tied to so-called freak-offs, a term used in the case to describe private sex parties. Jurors were shown extended, sexually explicit videos involving Jane and an escort, footage in which Combs reportedly appears. On the stand, Cerciello testified that Combs denied seeing any criminal behavior at the events, which were sometimes referred to as King Nights. The 55-year-old Combs was arrested in September and has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
One woman is dead and nine others are recovering after gunfire broke out at a Juneteenth celebration in South Carolina. Authorities say the shooting happened late Saturday night during an outdoor community event in Anderson, South Carolina. According to the Anderson County Sheriff's Office, hundreds had gathered peacefully earlier in the day. But as night fell, a fight reportedly broke out in a nearby parking lot, quickly escalating into gunfire. The victim has been identified as 35-year-old Portia Janae Gray Cobb. The county coroner says she died from a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Two of the nine wounded remain in critical condition. Officials say that more than 100 first responders rushed to the scene, but as of the last report, no arrests have been made. Investigators say they do not believe the shooting was politically motivated. The fallout continues following the not guilty plea in the murder trial of Karen Reed. The 45-year-old Massachusetts woman was acquitted Wednesday of charges including second-degree murder and manslaughter. This after prosecutors allege she hit her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and left him to die outside a party. Reed was convicted only of driving under the influence. Since the verdict, three jurors have come forward, all pointing to major gaps in the state's case. One said there was, quote, nothing that put her on the scene, while another admitted she started the trial thinking Reed was guilty but changed her mind during deliberations. At the center of controversy is lead investigator Michael Proctor. Fired by the Massachusetts State Police for sending vulgar messages about Reed, Proctor denies any misconduct and says claims he tampered with evidence are, quote, ridiculous. Jurors' names are now sealed for safety. But as public debate grows, key prosecution witnesses, including Brian Albert, who hosted the party, and Jennifer McCabe, called the verdict a devastating miscarriage of justice. Reed, meanwhile, told reporters, "No one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have." The district attorney, Michael Morrissey, said only the jury has spoken. The U.S. Supreme Court has revived lawsuits brought by American victims of terrorist attacks in the Middle East, reinstigating legal action against the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, and the Palestinian Authority. The decision upholds a 2019 law passed by Congress to ensure these cases could move forward after lower courts had repeatedly blocked them. The attacks at the center of the lawsuits occurred in the early 2000s, killing 33 and injuring hundreds, and in 2018, when an American-born settler was fatally stabbed in the West Bank. Victims and their families allege the PLO and Palestinian Authority were directly involved or helped incite the violence. Palestinian leaders argue U.S. courts have no jurisdiction. The lawsuits were originally filed under the Anti-Terrorism Act of 1992, a law intended to give U.S. victims of overseas terrorism a voice in American courts. With the High Court's ruling, those long-delayed cases may now proceed.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.